My place in tech changes every day, but I don't fear the future because I'm with the leader, Pluralsight. Their online learning platform has the hands-on, expert-led courses I need to master new tech skills and create bigger impacts so I can learn quickly and stay ahead. With Pluralsight, I don't fear what's next. I embrace it. Tap in at Pluralsight.com and see for yourself.
The reason that you're not seeing the results you crave is because you are not truly embodied in your new identity and your manifestations. Manifesting is something that people talk about a lot, but few people truly, truly understand what it is. You see all of these like law of attraction, law of assumption, law of vibration, all these different little techniques and universal laws that people use, and they think that the power is in the tools, that the power is in the affirmations, the power is in the meditation, the visualizations. Babe, it is not. These tools are simply here to help you reprogram your beliefs and your identity. But you can literally hack the whole manifesting process by simply living in the end. What does this mean to live in the end? This means that regardless of the physical external reality that you see, you are already feeling, thinking, and acting as the person that you want to be. So if you're trying to manifest a romantic relationship, then you're already acting as the version of yourself that is loved, adored, cherished, supported, whatever your ideal life would be as a person that is in a healthy relationship, that is the energy you need to tap into right now. Simply by doing this, you're going to see the miracles starting up in your life. People are going to start responding to you differently. Have you noticed that when you are single and you are actively looking for a relationship, it's like you can't find the person. You can't find them. The people that you find are just not who you want. It feels like everything is being so difficult for you. But when you're already in a relationship, everyone is coming out of the woodwork, asking you on a date, asking you if you're single, wanting to talk to you. I know I experienced this when I was looking for a relationship. I could not find this man. I could not find them. As soon as I was exclusive in my relationship and I had that energy of being loved and adored and taken care of, everybody was sliding in my DMs, reaching out to me. Old exes that I haven't talked to in years have literally hit me up asking me, hey, how are you doing? I would love to take you out. How have you been? Like, it's crazy. How do they know? How do they know? How can they feel it? It's your energy. Same thing. When you are craving a job, you are craving, oh, I need to find a job. I need to make more money. It's like the opportunities are running away from you. You're literally repelling them. But when you have a job and you love the job that you have, you're in that wealthy energy, that wealthy mindset, then everybody's coming into your profile asking, hey, are you looking for a job? Oh, do you want to work with this? Do you want to do that? Again, in my own life, literally, when I was looking for opportunities, nobody was hiring. I couldn't get any job. I couldn't get anything. And then now that I finally started my own business and I'm in that wealthy mindset, business owner mindset, all these old opportunities that I was begging for are coming back and asking me, hey, are you available? Hey, I have this project. Are you available? I thought of you. I think you're a great person for this project. I'm like, are you kidding me? Like, where was this energy before when I actually wanted it? It's because I wasn't fully embodied in that energy, and people could feel that. They could feel that insecurity, lack of confidence, radiating from me. Even though my behavior is the same, my actions are the same, I talk the same, I pretty much look the same, but somehow I'm getting treated differently. You can create this for yourself simply by skipping the work and just assuming that you already have this thing. When you trick yourself into living in the end, into assuming that it already is there, living in that reality, you bypass all of this unnecessary work and stress, all of this overthinking, and it just comes to you. Things just come to you. And sometimes we still have to take certain actions in order to claim our manifestation. But when you're already in the state of being, it becomes a lot easier. You can think clearly and know which path to take. You can see the opportunities that are going to help you versus the opportunities that are just distractions. But if you're still in the mindset and energy of not having the thing is separate from you, it's so far away, you have to work so hard, then you're not going to be able to attract it. You're actually going to repel everything away from you. And that is the worst thing that you can do, because you deserve to have what you want. You are worthy. You are good enough. You're just missing a little bit of tweak in your energy. That's all it takes. Just a different perspective. Choosing different beliefs. I talk about choosing beliefs so much on my channel, but it really, really is the most important and amazing thing that you can do for yourself, is choose a different identity, assume that you already have your manifestation, and commit to it. Part of the reason that people can't commit to it is because they feel like they're lying to themselves. And what you need to understand is you can't lie to yourself about something that is already true. So assuming that you are already manifesting this thing, how is that a lie? How are you lying to yourself if you're simply just affirming something that is already on its way to you? It's like if I order something on Amazon and it's gonna get here in 2 days, and then I'm like, oh, I don't have my package yet. I don't have my package yet. Oh, I don't wanna say I bought this thing because I haven't received it yet. It's lying to myself. No. You already placed the order. It's on its way to you. Why are you seeing it as lying to yourself? You already placed the order. Look at your receipt. Look at the work that you've been doing. Look at the affirmations you've been doing. Look at the effort you've been putting in. Look at how you're shifting your beliefs and your energy. That is the work. It's already on its way to you. So it's not lying to yourself. It's simply affirming something that you already know you're going to receive. So why do you have to be miserable now if it's already on its way to you? This really all comes back to having faith, okay? If you don't truly believe that you can manifest, then you won't be able to manifest. But if you have that faith and you build that faith within yourself, then it's a lot easier to then go about this and be able to live in the end before things have actually shown themselves to you.